Yep, it's just me today.
But you guys have a lot of good stuff going on.
We do. March is not lacking in some of the programs. We've still got lots of kids programs and book clubs galore. If you're looking to join a book club, you can pick from a variety of them. We have some that are just like your popular books. We have one for teens. We also have one that you can come enjoy a donut. It's called Death and Donuts, and it's all kind of like a mystery, murder mystery genre book. And then we also have a cookbook club and a walking book club. So you can make a dish and share at the cookbook club and eat and enjoy. And then that next couple days later, you can come walk it off. So we have a wide variety of book clubs. They're all in person, and it feels good to be able to do those again. And we did virtual for a little while, and those are fine. But if you're just looking to get out and about, and you can choose, we're spread out between Hardin, Benton, and Calvert. So we have one at each one. You could choose.
Now, what are some of the titles for this month? Do you remember?
I know that, let's see, I think Mexican Gothic is the Book Talk book club, which is a lot of just popular reading. That's how they choose their titles. That's the one at Hardin, and it's on the 13th. And then the cookbook, I believe that you just bring in your favorite dish out of a cookbook that you like, and you just share whichever one you chose. The Death and Donuts, I think the title is Rock, Paper, Scissors, and that one is, everyone seems to be really liking that, so that one's going to meet at Benton on Saturday the 18th at 9:30, they have coffee and donuts, and then the Walking Book Club is starting back up again, and that's going to be March 20th at Calvert City, 4 to 5 p.m., and I believe it's the book by local author Benny Goheen.
Oh, yeah.
So it's his book that he wrote. So it's just good to have a nice variety, and you can choose which branch is closest to you, which one is the most convenient, and just give us a call if you want to find out more about that, or if you're interested on how to attend and where to find the book, because a lot of them do have an ebook or audiobook option if every copy is out and you can't find it. So we'll work with you to help you find that.
Yeah, I guess I never took that into consideration. If you have a big group, you may not have 30 copies of that book.
I know we interlibrary loan a few extra copies if we know in advance who needs them, because we can get the time frame to get those in time. And then the other ones, we may purchase a couple copies and just make sure we have it on hand. And normally they do choose an option where you can download an ebook or use Hoopla or Libby to find that. So that helps if you've got a larger group participating.
Now, do you find that some book categories like Hardin, people are more into like murder mysteries than Calvert?
Or is it pretty much spread out. Yeah. Now with the Walking Book Club, Sarah's been doing that one at Calvert, and she's been choosing a lot of local authors. So last month it was Mr. Jordan, I believe he's a Calvert resident. So she's kind of sticking with that theme right now. They seem to really like it, and she has several participating. And then with the Death and Donuts, they just kind of thought that was a popular theme to go with at Benton, and it's been taken off pretty well, and they've had good discussion, they said, and just some interesting titles. And I think with the Book Talk one, that's just the popular kind of like what's hot right now or what's been hot in the last year or so. And so they've been choosing off that, and they've had some good participation. So I don't know if it's really like geographically, you know, this group is reading a certain type or not more than the other, but they seem to be doing good so far with what they've chosen.
And what age groups are your book clubs?
It is pretty much any. Those are all geared towards adults, since we have the teen book club that's specific to teens. But, you know, I think they have some young adults that have joined along and come to those if it's a book they've read or enjoyed. And the Walking Book Club, that one's really open to anyone. The cookbook one, definitely open to anyone. If you're a teen that enjoys, you know, trying out a new recipe and wants to come and share it, they're definitely open to that. And they just have a good time and talk about food. And I think they are looking forward to getting back going. That's the first one this month that they're kicking back off again since last year.
And that's interesting that the library, I mean, you have books for you to read, but y'all also have cookbooks.
Yes, we have a ton of cookbooks. And we actually, in the fall, opened up the opportunity for anyone to drop off a recipe and participate in a community cookbook. And it turned out really good. It's got some good stuff. I browsed through that and I was like, I want to keep, you know, one of these for myself. This is, you know, these were good ones. So, yeah, it's just been fun to share that. And we get the newest cookbooks. We get requests for cookbooks. Mm-hmm. We have several WCBL cookbooks from back in the day. So if you're looking for some local things, like you might find your grandma's recipe in there. We have some people that have found some of that. So yeah, we, you know, of course, the Pioneer Woman comes out with cookbooks, mm-hmm. and Brenda Gant comes out with cookbooks. So we get all of those too. Anything that you see popular on Facebook or online or something, we're going to get those too.
Nice. Okay. What else is going on, Lanisa?
Well, let me see what this weekend is our second annual Mario Kart tournament.
Ooh, and y'all it's had for a teenagers. Big turnout last year.
We did. And they take it serious. So it's a bracket and you participate in it as a bracket, and it's very fun for the kids. They come in and it's going to be from, you can get there at 11. It may not actually start until noon and it lasts until 4.
Okay.
And they do ask you to register just so they know, like, they're going to bring in some equipment and make sure they have enough for everyone to participate. So if you think you might want to register, give us a call and we'll make sure and put your name on the list. But it is for teens only. So that's grades 6 through 12. And if you play this at home all the time and you're awesome, come out. And be up for the challenge of who's going to take home the cup here. So that's something big that's going on. We have our Friday yoga. It's every Friday at Calvert City from 10 to 11 a.m. That's open to pretty much all ages. And then coming up tomorrow is our first one at Hardin. It's the Master Gardener Series, and it's from 10 to 11. And then there's the follow-up the next week. They're doing it at Calvert City. So if you can't make one, you can catch the other. And I think they're specifically talking about gardening, growing, pruning blackberries. So okay. If you're wanting to get into that and that's a topic that you're like, I don't know where to start, but I really want to learn more, they're going to be specifically discussing that.
And that's great that the Extension office is working closely
yes.
with you all.
The Extension office and the Master Gardeners, they have a good organized group that meets locally. And so we just provide a space and a venue to kind of tout that and give them the opportunity to come speak and reach out, you know, get out in the public if you're not a member of that group, but you want to be or you just want to hear what they have to say. They're really knowledgeable. Like, that's a topic that they all study and are good at, and it's really interesting to hear them speak on it.
Yeah. All right. We're talking with Lanisa Jones from the Marshall County Public Library, and you've got a health fair coming up, too.
Yes.
Mental health
fair. A mental health fair, and we're partnering with the Marshall County Health Department. And they are the ones that's kind of kicking that off, but it's not just them locally. There are all kinds of vendors. I know some from Baptist Health, and there's a long list. If you check our Facebook page this morning, we put a little bit more information on there. And it's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. at our Benton location. And if you have questions about that, I know you can contact Shay Glover at the Health Department, but there's going to be all kinds of vendors there. And then I believe they're going to do some food trucks outside from 11 to 1. They're doing giveaways. They're doing, you just come and talk to someone. If you're looking for ways to be an advocate for mental health, you could stop by in our area. That's a need. They're trying to figure out how to get more information out in our community specifically. But if you just want to come and check it out and just be like, hey, you know, I know a few people in this field that are coming, that are going to be set up. I just want to come and say hi. You can do that too. You can walk through, and they're all giving away some nice things. But which reminds me, we are having a ribbon cutting on March the 20th.
Yeah, CFSB.
Yes, CFSB, and we're partnering with the kiosk. It's a community kiosk, and it's going to be really good to have in our community when there's a resource you need, you don't know who to contact, you don't know who to reach out to, or you have contacted and they can't help you. This community kiosk, you can find all of your information down to, you can put in your demographic. You can put in exactly specifically what resources you're looking for, and it'll tell you what's local, what's regional, what you can find. So we're doing a ribbon cutting. CFSB is really put in a lot of effort for that. So definitely come out and check that out. That's going to be at our Benton location on March the 20th.
All right. We're talking with Lanisa Jones from the Marshall County Public Library. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call.